Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the coronavirus outbreak, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week, we are going vegan.
Hi, my name is Bettina Campolucci-Bordi from Bettina's Kitchen, and I am going to talk you through how to make an amazing chickpea omelette recipe. It's a great basic recipe that you can fill with whatever is in season in terms of vegetables or fillings, and it's made out of chickpea flour, so it's egg-free, meaning that it's also dairy-free and vegan. And all you need to have is 60 grams of chickpea flour or gram flour. You need some bicarbonate of soda, half a teaspoon, and you need 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and 125 milliliters of water. So all you need to do is you need to put all your ingredients into a bowl. And the most important ingredient in this recipe is actually the apple cider vinegar. So once you put the apple cider vinegar in with the bicarbonate of soda and the pinch of salt, what's going to happen is that your mixture is going to sort of aerate and you're going to see little air bubbles and it's going to become really light and fluffy, exactly as a sort of traditional omelette would become. So once you've mixed all the mixture together, you put it aside and you heat up a small pan with a little bit of olive oil. And once the pan is heated, you add your omelette mixture into the pan so that you get a even sort of pancake omelette layer. And what's going to happen is you're going to see little air bubbles form at the top of your omelette. And once those have formed and the mixture sort of dried out a little bit, that's the time when you flip your omelette. And this is not going to take more than sort of 2 to 3 minutes. So once you flip it, you just cook it for a couple of minutes and it's time to fill it. The best thing to do is to put your ready cooked omelette onto a plate, and then you can fill it with different things: avocados, cherry tomatoes, spinach. You can saute off some cabbage with some tamari or soy sauce and spring onions. So it's basically, you can choose any type of flavor. You can fill it with hummus, which is really nice as well, or roasted vegetables. And there we go. You've got to eat it straight away because it's going to be nice and crispy on the outside and then sort of soft and spongy on the inside. And it's delicious as a breakfast, as a brunch, or as a lunch or a dinner. And super quick and easy to make.
Thanks to Bettina Campolucci-Bordi for this week's recipe, which is from her latest book, 7-Day Vegan Challenge. And for more from the hospitality sector, you can stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.